The Bit of Alaska is returning to the state, more than 100 years after it left. I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. Coming back to the state for a short visit are artifacts collected in the early 1880s. These artifacts were gathered in the lower Kuskokwim and lower Yukon Delta by Edward Nelson for the Smithsonian Institute. More than 350 items from the collection are included in a special exhibit at the University of Alaska Museum. The exhibit, entitled Inua, Spirit of the Bering Sea Eskimo, opens at the museum Saturday, July 9th. Nelson was a prolific collector, according to Dr. Basil Hedrick, UA Museum Director.
This exhibit features the what is known at the Smithsonian Institution as the Nelson Collection. Nelson was a young man, a naturalist, who came to, was sent actually to Alaska in 1877 as a meteorologist, and to travel and gather collection materials for the Smithsonian. He did this, you might say, with a vengeance, to the point that one of the finest collections of early, that is, later 19th century Alaskan Eskimo material from southwestern the Bering Sea area to this day resides in the Smithsonian.
The items selected for the show represent the spiritual attitudes among the Eskimo, as well as the daily life of the period, according to Terry Dickey, Coordinator for Education and Public Service at the museum.
The title Inua, Spirit World of the Bering Sea Eskimo, implies that the Eskimos believed that all living things had a spirit, or inua, and that all of these living creatures could take on a human form, and so therefore you could communicate with the Eskimo. A long time ago, the Eskimos believed that all people could communicate with these living creatures and with the spirit. But by and by, that power was reserved to the shamans. And it was therefore the duty of the shamans to initiate contact with the animal spirits to assure that there was a plentiful supply of food from hunting, to make sure that the animals were treated with respect. And this follows the Eskimo exhibit that we had a number of years ago here at this museum to honor the spirits. And so it's more or less a corollary to that first exhibit that we had at the museum.
In all, it is a complete insight into the region's Eskimo as they lived before there was extensive contact with the white culture.
It runs the entire gamut. Edward Nelson was prolific in his collecting, the same as he was in his travels. He covered something like 3,000 square miles, I believe, traveling by dog sled, and anywhere and everywhere he went, he collected. You'll find dolls here, you'll find pre-white man carvings. It's impossible to single out many of the things because it is such an eclectic collection. Storyboards are here. Those things that people have read and heard about but do not often see are in this collection.
Nelson's collection took place at a unique niche in Alaska's history.
Edward Nelson also collected and made observations about the life of the Bering Sea Eskimos. And what is particularly important about this is that the photos and observations and the objects that he collected were done at a time prior to the rapid cultural changes which were brought on by the gold rushes and the spread of Christianity at the end of the 19th century. And so when Nelson was in Alaska, particularly the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region, this had about 3,000 people back in 1877, and today this same area numbers at least 20,000 people. And so this gives us a glimpse as to the roots of the prehistoric Bering Sea Eskimo people.
In addition to the actual exhibit itself, the museum is offering special supplemental educational programs during the show.
Terry Gackey, who is the student assistant in ethnology, will be giving some guided tours of the Inua exhibit beginning at 7 o'clock. This will cost $2 for adults and $1 for children. We do have to have some kind of an admission fee on this simply because we don't have the expense in our budget to cover the cost. But in any case, it will be a very special program for the people who decide to participate in this tour. Terry will provide a guided tour through the exhibit as well as show some different slides and a slide tape version of the exhibit as well, and give a lot of background information answer questions that may pertain to the exhibit.
Inua, Spirit of Bering Sea Eskimo, is a part of a much larger exhibit which was presented in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Its visit to the state is the result of an effort by Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Terry Dickey is the coordinator for education and public service at the University of Alaska Museum. Dr. Basil Hedrick is his director of the museum. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.